Freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Join the Wisconsin Department of Corrections and make a positive impact on lives across the state. Enjoy an excellent state benefits package and a nationally ranked pension program. The Wisconsin DOC is currently hiring correctional officers with a starting pay of over $33 per hour, plus scheduled increases and plenty of advancement opportunities. Plus, hourly rates increase for those hired from medium and maximum security positions. To learn more and apply, go to wisc.jobs, that's WISC.jobs.
Hey Badger fans, Tony Drake with Drake & Associates, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. How do you prepare for the big game? You strategize, right? Well, retirement is your ultimate big game. And without a solid plan, it's like stepping onto the court without practice. But here's the game changer. Claim your retirement ready toolkit for free from Drake & Associates. Just text Bucky to 262-600-2782. That's Bucky to 262-600-2782. Our Retirement Ready Roadmap is your playbook for financial success. Let's slam dunk your retirement goals together, because at Drake & Associates, we're your winning strategy for a financial game plan.
Drake & Associates is an independent investment advisory firm that offers different investment vehicles. All insurance products are backed by the issuing insurance company. This commercial is provided for informational purposes only.
Badgers are born brave. They're not afraid to face a tough opponent or take on the impossible. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, our team of doctors take on cancer with that same Badger stamina. Where others step back, we step up, researching, treating, and defeating even the most complex cancers, making us the only NCI-designated comprehensive cancer center in the state. So now, from stadium to hospital, you can count on Wisconsin and UW Health to fight and win. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center. Remarkable.
From Gainbridge Fieldhouse in Indianapolis, Indiana, the Wisconsin Badgers taking on the Butler Bulldogs. Greg Gard's team trying to snap what is now a three-game losing streak after winning their first eight games of the season. The Butler Bulldogs are 7-3. They've lost their last two outings, including one earlier this week at Hinkle Fieldhouse against North Dakota State, a game where Butler fell behind by 23 points. Actually came back and caught the Bison, a little back and forth toward the end, but North Dakota State proves to be a little bit better. So now Thad Mata's team is in a stretch where four of five games are against top 20 programs. So his team going through a test, and this is the end of a very challenging four-game run for Greg Gard's group. They can exhale a bit after today. They won't play again until a week from tomorrow, when they will be on the home floor against Detroit Mercy. And then another gap in the schedule after the game next Sunday. They will not play until January 3rd against the Iowa Hawkeyes. Game in front of us, just hitting the under four media timeout. And it's been a turnover-plagued affair. Texas A&M, though, shooting it well when it's not turning it over. The Aggies leading the Purdue Boilermakers 62-54. So we're going to be a little more than a half an hour away from the opening tip. In the meantime, stick around. We'll check in with Badgers head coach Greg Gard, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Wildlife around the globe needs help. And when you help protect them, you become a friend of the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance. A real friend. The kind of friend you want to thank. And not just with a card or a text, but with a song.
Thank you for being a friend.
Travel down the road and back again.
Your heart is true. You're a pal and a confidant.
Thank you for being a friend. Thank you for being a friend. Thank you for being a friend.
From your friends at the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance, thank you for helping protect wildlife around the globe. Without you, there's no them. Learn more at sdzwa.org/friend.
Thank you for being a friend.
Did you know that 9 out of 10 Americans are sick of the divisions in our country? But there's one small step we can take to remember that we're still connected.
All over America, strangers with different political views are coming together to talk about their lives, not politics, and discovering they actually have a lot in common. Because even if we don't see eye to eye, we can still talk heart to heart. So let's talk for a change. Learn more at takeonesmallstep.org.
Teachers are dynamic leaders shaping a new generation. They bring a variety of perspectives from diverse backgrounds, innovating how they teach to prepare students for our fast-changing world. They're skilled experts, discovering a universe of solutions, telling stories, inspiring, mentoring, connecting cultures, leading by example. Teaching is a journey that shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Badger Basketball is brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Jones Dairy Farm, making breakfast better since 1889. And by U.S. Bank. U.S. Bank is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. Now back to the Badger Shootaround.
Pre-game coverage continues, joined now by Badgers head coach Greg Gard. Well, a preview of coming road trips, the Big Ten tournament will be here. Obviously, you're very familiar, but a lot of your guys aren't, so it was a good idea to get them over here last night and just get familiar with the surroundings and all of that here at Gainbridge Fieldhouse. Right?
Yeah, I think, you know, with these type of events, when you can play in them and it makes sense, I think it's the pros far outweigh the cons, so to speak. So, you know, we had some time to kill, so we had a little window where we could get in here and just let them walk around, shoot around a little bit, and then obviously another one this morning. So I think it's not only in terms of short term, in terms of today's game, but also long term, looking at March and as you play. This is a similar NCAA site. This is an NCAA site this year, but you know, this is you come into a foreign environment, you got to learn it really fast. Typically, it's an NBA arena. And the adjustment period is what I want these guys to feel, the angst that comes with all this.
Yeah, that's a fun part of this. I mean, a Greenbrier, fun trip. You're in a ballroom. And MTs, they can be all kinds of different settings. This is basketball. You may hear a roar from the crowd in the midst of this interview. Most of the chairs are occupied here today. It's a big time.
Yeah. I mean, it was last night when I was at a coaches panel event with the other three head coaches. It was within, you know, a few seats of being sold out, so for today. So it's this has been a very popular event. Indianapolis does an awesome job with basketball. I mean, we've seen that all the time when Big Ten tournaments are here, Final Fours are here. From a coach's perspective, Indianapolis is one of the favorites of everybody to come to, just because it's so well run here in Indianapolis. They really take pride in their basketball.
Yeah, perfect city for events such as this. I know after the game on Tuesday, you talked about you want your guys to be more consistent. Okay, you look at the things to correct, but there were some good things in that game the other night out of your guys, too.
Yeah, I mean, when you look back at the three games, we played three really good teams, Matt. You know, it's not all is lost, and I think when you go through stretches like this, you don't want to lose games, but you need to face some adversity. We need to be pushed a little bit and be roughed up at times, not physically maybe, but go through some adversity. And because I think we've gotten better. Maybe the results in terms of a game, specific game, hasn't shown. It will here in time, but every game we've taken something from, and that's been my message with the guys, is, hey, these last three games, we can point to exactly what we've taken from and where we need to improve. And the only way you're going to go through that is to play, to get those answers, is to play really good teams. And, you know, this is the third one out of four in a row that we've been on the road. So we've been in some environments, and that's where you really, when you get your feet to the fire, you learn a lot about yourself.
It's fun watching these young guys whose careers are just starting, to watch their development. If it's a Jack Janicki, fans have seen him. They've seen glimpses of Ricardo Greppi, but he's someone you mentioned on your radio show. He's come a long way from that first run of the hill.
Oh, man, he's come so far. In fact, he's on the cusp of getting in the games for us. I mean, he's come that far that fast. It's a huge credit to him because, quite frankly, I don't think the ink on his passport was dry when he started running Bascom Hill. And he's just had to he's gotten a lot thrown at him in a short amount of time, but he's really starting to, you know, get his feet underneath him, so to speak, in terms of better shape, stronger, more comfortable. His feel for the game is really good. You know, and he just finds joy in the game. I think that's the one thing that's helped him persevere through a lot as he's, you know, come to the States for the first time. You know, he just loves the game of basketball, and he loves his teammates, and that's allowed him to really flourish. And I'm excited about, I don't know when that time's going to come. Maybe it'll come today. Maybe it won't. But I'm excited to see what he can do when we get that opportunity.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll talk more about today's game, Wisconsin against Butler, a pregame chat presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming. Back in a couple of minutes, this is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Looking for a fan favorite at your tailgate? Pork has you covered. Not only is it nutritious and delicious, but pork's got that flavor that your family expects. Firing up the grill? Try chops, brats, and ribs. Making appetizers or finger foods? Add bacon, ground, or shredded pork. Visit WPPA.org for recipe inspiration and to learn where you can source local pork. Wisconsin Pork Association is proud to support the Badgers and our farmers all year round. And you should too. Brought to you by Wisconsin's Pig Farmers.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making. They're in to help you through all of it, because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024, U.S. Bank.
Jerry?
Ah! Yes, honey.
Ooh, don't you think... Jerry!
I know. I'm calling Cleary.
You know, sometimes DIY means don't involve yourself. You can still have the building of your dreams. Just let the amazing team at Cleary do the work we love. Cleary Building Corp. Stopping do-it-yourselfers from injuring themselves since 1978.
Badger fans, the temperatures may be dropping, but the Big Ten action at the Kohl Center is just heating up. This winter, we've got an action-packed schedule of Badger men's and women's basketball and men's hockey games right here at home. Gather your friends and family, secure your seats, and create lasting memories with us at the Kohl Center. For the full Badger schedule and to purchase your tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Hey there, Badger fans. This is Xavier Amos, forward for Wisconsin men's basketball. We are ready to elevate our game to new heights, and we want you to be a part of the action. With a VC Connect membership, you can contribute to our path to championships both on and off the court. You'll gain access to exclusive experiences, behind-the-scenes insights, and unique opportunities to connect with student athletes like never before. VC Connect has tunnel vision on victory. Do you? Head over to vcconnectwi.com today.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win days easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win.
Ho-Chunk Gaming.
We continue with Badgers head coach Greg Gard. The Butler Bulldogs, a team that a program Wisconsin has not seen for a number of years, but the head coach is someone that the name obviously very familiar to Wisconsin fans and Thad Matta. And I know we talked about it on your radio show. I mean, he obviously had great teams at Ohio State, and they're just solid. I mean, at worst, they're solid, and they're generally better than solid.
Yeah, I mean, I've known Thad for almost 30 years. When he was at Butler the first time, although he was there just a short window before he went to Xavier. But watching them, it reminded me, took me back to those early Butler days and how those teams played. And obviously his teams, minus the stars of Odin Conley, they just were really solid at Ohio State. Same thing at Xavier. They're like a Big Ten team. You know, literally they could – They play like it. They look like it physically. They got Big Ten players, and McCaffrey and Brooks that have transferred in. So, yeah, it's a really, as you mentioned, a really solid team, well-coached, well-schooled. an older team and a team that's obviously, you get to this point mid-December, it's a great test for us.
Let's get into those former Big Ten players. Patrick McCaffrey shooting well above what he had been shooting it from three at Iowa. And Pierre Brooks didn't play a ton in those couple of years at Michigan State, but what do you see when you watch those
games? Yeah, both. I think both Brooks has really improved, and I think has found maybe a change of scenery was good for him. I think McCaffrey, too, has just been the recipient of really good play from Brooks and from Telford. You know, he's a 6'7", you know, wing, but he's like a point forward that has the ball in his hands a lot. And Patrick's been really opportunistic of taking the right threes at the right time. I think his experience shows. You know, you can tell he's played a lot of basketball and, you know, quite frankly, sometimes a little change. I joked with my own Isaac, hey, is playing for your dad not what it's all cracked up to be? But he wasn't taking the bait on that. But I think, you know, obviously you have an experienced coach like Thad that understands how to mold those new guys in. And Brooks has been there for a little while. This is, I think, his third year there. But, you know, it's a good combination. It's a good blend of guys. And they got other role players, too, that have fit in, that have done good things. But those three guys of Telford, McCaffrey, and Brooks are a pretty good trio.
I'm feeling like a broken record here, but in this era we're in with basketball, threes and shots at the rim, Butler does a pretty good job of getting teams away from that, don't they?
Yeah, they do. They do. I think everybody knows what everybody's trying to accomplish and what the analytics and where the game is right now. You're trying to minimize, you know, how much you give up at the rim and minimize how many threes. That'll be a challenge for us, too, not letting them get to the rim today. Telford does a really good job of bully-balling his way there, and they put him in some side-ball screen actions. You know, a lot that we saw with Penn State a few years ago when they did that. When Shrewsbury was there. So similar type of stuff where they try to get a mismatch, they try to get to switch, and then he just goes to work, and he can make plays in the middle of the paint, and he finds teammates.
All right, that's Badgers head coach Greg Gard. Stay with us. We continue. We'll take a look around the Big Ten, presented by the Big Ten Network, right after this. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is a 1,200-mile footpath started in the 1950s and now running through 30 Wisconsin counties. The Ice Age Trails PR director, Melissa Pyrick, says one group of hikers describes it best.
They started in St. Croix Falls, so they kind of did this North Woods, which is very rural and rustic. And they said they couldn't believe once you get down into the southern part of the state, especially Dane County, all of a sudden it turns into prairies and it's just beautiful.
The trail continues south to Janesville, then back to the northeast and up to Sturgeon Bay. It is also one of just 11 in the country designated as a national scenic trail. Learn more about it in your area at iceagetrail.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
Pre-game coverage continues. Time now for our Big Ten Report, brought to you by the Big Ten Network. Half a minute remaining here in the game in front of us at Cambridge Fieldhouse, where the Purdue Boilermakers trailing Texas A&M 66-61 as the Boilers guilty of 16 turnovers. That's two fewer than Texas A&M. It's just been, Charlie, a sloppy game at times. You got two teams that I think are really good. You know, playing these December games, but maybe neither at the ultimate high level quite yet.
Not quite yet. The ball movement wasn't quite there, but also A&M has been playing some serious defense, been mixing between man, 2-3, and that 1-3-1, and I just didn't see Purdue. It was a great halftime adjustment by Buzz and his staff because they were playing man-to-man. It was a close first half, and Purdue, I felt like, had the advantage, but that switch in the second, man, really changed the game up.
Yeah, Buzz Williams has been down there for a while. Actually, the Badgers a few years ago met Texas A&M the year that the Maui Invitational was moved to Las Vegas because of the COVID restrictions, and Wisconsin ended up winning that tournament, knocking off A&M to open that, and then eventually beat Houston and all the rest to win that tournament out of Vegas. But Buzz has done, obviously had a very good run at Marquette and doing some good things at Texas A&M. His team up by five with 29 seconds
remaining. They're early in the second half, and it's been a rough one for Ohio State so far. The second-ranked Auburn Tigers leading the Buckeyes 53-26. The Penn State-Coppin State game has gone final with the Nittany Lions winning, going away 99-51. Later today, you got UCLA taking on Arizona. That game in Phoenix. Seton Hall will square off with Rutgers, the Garden State Hardwood Classic. And then later this afternoon, 4:30 Central Time, Illinois has the home floor against the number one team in the country in the Tennessee Volunteers. Other Big Ten games this weekend. Tomorrow, Iowa at 7-3 will play New Orleans Northwestern against Georgia Tech. And you got Stephen F. Austin facing off against Oregon, and USC will take on Montana State. So that is your Big Ten schedule here through the course of the weekend. The Illinois-Tennessee game, Charlie, that's one that's going to generate a lot of interest. It's interesting to watch Illinois. Their roster is so different from a year ago, but, boy, they've got – I'm guessing they have pretty good NIL because they've got some really good players, some talented players, including a couple from overseas.
They must have a substantial NIL budget because, yeah, they're very stacked from a possible lottery pick. You've got overseas players. That game's going to be explosive, I think, because both teams really love to get up and down. That could be a really fun game to watch.
Yeah, Kasparis Jakaciūnas, just a terrific guard. He just seems like he checks all the boxes. Badgers thought they did a pretty decent job against Tomislav Ivicic, but, again, very gifted frontline player. But Brad Underwood's talked about this, too, and Wisconsin has seen it. The Badgers played a Rick Barnes-coached team last year at Tennessee. Mm-hmm. You talk about a guy who's just gotten it done, right? You know, hit the run that he had at Texas, what he's done at Tennessee. I think there were some people wondering about, okay, is this really a good fit? Well, the answer is a resounding yes.
Yeah, that's what's awesome about great coaches. They can move from program to program. You give them a couple seasons, and they just turn the whole energy around, and that's exactly what Underwood has done there at Illinois.
I think trying to figure out who is really good in the Big Ten, I still think it's Purdue. They're down four now with 14 seconds left. If they don't rally, it would be their third loss. But this was a team that the roster obviously is different. The biggest omission is Zach Edey, who's now in the NBA. Mason Gillis is at Duke now. But you figure, you look at it's way too early to make too much of the standings. UCLA has won a couple of games here. I still think Northwestern is a good team. They beat Illinois. But trying to figure out who are those teams that could separate from the field, probably a little early to tell, isn't it?
I think it's early, and it's indicative of the games that we're watching. We're saying it's a little sloppy with the turnovers. I just think when you're coming out of non-conference, you don't always have – I'm not saying it's not good competition, but it's not Big Ten-level competition. And then when you get into it, the game change from pace, physicality, et cetera, it all changes, and you got to recalibrate. So I think that's what we're seeing, and I think you hit it on the head.
Right,
we're going to watch a few more games to understand that.
And the Badgers will get back into Big Ten play on January 3rd at the Kohl Center against Fran McCaffrey's Iowa Hawkeyes. That is your Big Ten report brought to you by the Big Ten Network. And we continue. We'll get you Charlie's keys to today's game as the Badgers play Butler. We're back in 3 minutes. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
This holiday season, fill your family's table with Jones Dairy Farm all-natural sausage, dry-aged bacon, naturally smoked ham, Canadian bacon, and Braunschweiger. I'm Philip Jones, CEO and sixth generation Jones, and I know the importance of bringing generations together for the holidays, from little ones to not so little ones, and those in between. Everyone enjoys Jones products. Jones Dairy Farm, making the holidays better since 1889 and a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not to Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist. End the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rails on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Need reliable waste and recycling services? Choose LRS. Driven by service and dedicated to sustainability, we're your partner in efficient waste management. Need more? We also offer convenient dumpster rentals and clean portable restrooms for any event or project. Trust LRS for all your waste needs. Visit LRSRecycles.com to sign up for service. That's LRSRecycles.com.
Looking for a fan favorite at your tailgate? Pork has you covered. Not only is it nutritious and delicious, but pork's got that flavor that your family expects. Firing up the grill? Try chops, brats, and ribs. Making appetizers or finger foods? Add bacon, ground, or shredded pork. Visit WPPA.org for recipe inspiration and to learn where you can source local pork. Wisconsin Pork Association is proud to support the Badgers and our farmers all year round. And you should too. Brought to you by Wisconsin's Pig Farmers.
Ever find holiday shopping overwhelming? We've got to figure out what they want and then find it all too. Enter Kohl's. They have the best gifts all in one spot. The toys your kids have been asking for, the silk PJs she's been eyeing, and the stylish sweater he'll love. And you can get 20% off some of your gifts during their customer appreciation event. Yep, holiday shopping at Kohl's is the move. Select styles. Offers end December 15th. Some exclusions apply. Coupons do not apply to toys. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Scott Final, the game ahead of us as Texas A&M holds off the Purdue Boilermakers 70-66. Up next, the Badgers and the Butler Bulldogs. Time to get Charlie's keys to today's game. What do you got?
All right, I've got Butler. Because of their three-point prowess, they're shooting over 40%. They hit 10 a game. That's 30 points a game from the three. Wisconsin's got to get them in a different rhythm. So I think that's number one. Number two, dominate the offensive defensive rebounds. I think with Wisconsin's size, that's they're very capable of being able to do that. And then our bigs, Winners, Crowell, whoever's going to play in those positions, those boys got to dominate the paint.
Yeah, that was it. You look back at Tuesday's game and the final stats, it felt worse than what it was because Illinois got a flurry of offensive rebounds early in the game and then got the timely ones late.
Yes.
And then, you know, the turnovers. Some teams you're going to turn it over a little bit more than normal, but it's not acceptable, the amount of miscues that they had against Illinois.
And you could take from the two, they've had three in a row, but the two major, Michigan and the Illinois game specifically, they were averaging 5 to 6 more turnovers per game than they normally did, and those led to 6 points. And look at that spread. They lost by between 5 and 6 points every single game.
Yeah, those little things that aren't so little, and Badgers hoping to get that squared away here this afternoon as they take on the Butler Bulldogs. The game, again, just concluded, so we're another 25 minutes or so away from the opening tip-off here today between the Badgers and the Butler Bulldogs. Again, Texas A&M defeating the Boilermakers 70-66. We'll take a break. When we continue, we'll have our starting lineups presented by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Resentment. Unresolved hurt and anger is a disease that kills more people each year than cancer. The cure is forgiveness. If you're carrying a heavy load of hurt and anger, forgiveness is the key to healing your head and your heart. UW-Madison professor and founder of the International Forgiveness Institute, Dr. Bob Enright, invites you to visit his website. Learn why to forgive and how to forgive. Learn about the peacemaking power of putting forgiveness inside of you. Visit internationalforgiveness.com.
Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original Badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like Badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking Badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK. Amory's home for Nightlight with Peach Schwabba.
Time for the UW Health Injury Update. UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Chris Hodges has been nursing a lower body injury the last few days. Everybody else up and running and good to go here today. For Butler, Augusto Casilla expected to be out. He was hurt, did not look good, a right leg injury in the second half of their game against North Dakota State. And that is your UW Health Injury Update. Now to your starting lineups, brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. Don't drop the ball, Badger fans. The Wisconsin DOT reminds you to drive sober. For Thad Mata, his fourth year, third in the second tour, if you will, as the head coach of the Butler Bulldogs, actually a coach team in Indianapolis, his alma mater, by the way, in the 2000-2001 season, a team that actually went into Madison and knocked off the Badgers. I don't know if you've conveniently forgotten about that or not. But
I tried to erase all memories.
Yes, I thought so, yes. Yeah. Obviously a terribly officiated game, must have been. Obviously Mata with a great run at Ohio State. But you think of the battles between Mata's Buckeyes and Bo Ryan's Wisconsin Badgers, and those were some epic games with a whole lot of talent out there. Yeah, and big-time environments both in Columbus and in Madison. But here's Mata's starting five here for today. Andre Screen, who started the first two games of the season, looks to be back in there today. A 7'1", 260-pound fifth-year senior out of Alexandria, Virginia. Played 3 years at Bucknell, and years two and three were good seasons for him in terms of scoring, averaging better than 11 points a game in each of those years. With the Bulldogs, this is his second season here with Butler. He is averaging 6 points, 6.2 rebounds, and he has blocked 11 shots, had 15 in their win against Northwestern, part of the Arizona tip-off, and that was an event that Butler won, defeating the Wildcats as well as Mississippi State. Joining him in the starting lineup is Pierre Brooks, 6'6", senior out of Detroit, former Michigan State Spartan, started five times for those team two seasons ago, averaged about 3.5 points per game in the 2022-23 season. He's averaging 15 a game this year, which was about what he handled last year with Butler. Brooks getting 5 rebounds a game, a 6'6", 240-pounder. He had 22 points and 9 rebounds in their game against Mississippi State. Brooks from Detroit, and he was a Mr. Basketball in the state of Michigan. Patrick McCaffrey, remember him? The former Iowa Hawkeye, 6'9", senior from Iowa City, averaging 12.5 points, 4.5 rebounds a game. He's a guy who for his career is about 34%, 34.5% from the three-point line. Well, he's 46% from distance so far this season, taking about 6 shots from beyond the arc per game. He has been a big-time addition for Thad Mata's group. Jamil Telfort is a 6'7", fifth-year senior out of Montreal, a transfer from Northeastern where he played 3 years. This is his second season at Butler. He averaged 14 a game last year, 17 points per contest this season, about 4 rebounds and 3 assists. And Finley Bizjack, rounding out the starting five, 6'4", sophomore at a Trophy Club, Texas, a Big East all-freshman team member a season ago. Been scuffling here in recent games. He's averaging 6.5 points, 3.7 rebounds, and 2.5 assists per game. For Greg Gard's Wisconsin Badgers, Coach Garb with 194 wins as the head man, his 10th season, his 9th full season as the head coach at Wisconsin. His starting five made up of Stephen Crowell, the 7-foot grad student out of Eagan, Minnesota, 7.5 points, 5 rebounds a game. Nolan Winter, 6'11", sophomore from Lakeville, Minnesota, 9.7 points, 5.5 rebounds per contest. John Tanjay, 6'5", grad student out of North Omaha, Nebraska, 11 points, 5 rebounds. John Blackwell, 6'4", sophomore out of Bloomfield Hills, Michigan, 14.7 points, 4.7 rebounds a game. And Max Klesman, rounding out the starting five, 6'4", senior out of Neenah, averaging 12 points and 3 assists per game, also has 16 steals. This will be the 32nd meeting all time between these two programs. Historically, the Badgers have the edge, 17-14, but it's been a minute since these programs have squared off. Butler actually has won the last 3 games, but the most recent matchup came in New Orleans in the Sweet 16 in 2011. It was uphill all night for Wisconsin, a night where the Badgers just did not shoot the ball well at all. Butler won that game 61-54 en route to a second straight trip to the national championship game. We mentioned Thad Matta, and you know, Greg Gard talking about how long he has known the Butler coach. And they've been about winning no matter where he's been. He had that, we talked about the first time around, the one season at Butler, a good run at Xavier before he gave way to Sean Miller when Matta took the Ohio State job. But Matta coached teams in 19 years as a head coach, average about 25 wins per season. So we talk about Coach Ryan and Coach Gard being the models of consistency. And that's the same thing with Thad Matta. And Charlie, you think about that, you know, and you guys live this. And when you're good for a while, you're a target. You're the main event wherever you play. And for the Badgers to be able to hold up as well as they have through the years, and Thad Matta's teams, you know, he hasn't gotten it flipped the way he would want yet in this his second go-round at Butler. But if you're going to make an assumption, I would assume that this team is going to be pretty good in relatively short order. We've seen glimpses of it this season with the wins against Northwestern and Mississippi State.
Yeah, I agree with you a lot. You can't sleep on a Thad Matta team, and you need usually about five seasons before you get that full flip. And NIL throws that all off, right, because of the ability to transfer, and there's payments in that, right? Like, there's just so much as a layer. If this was maybe 10 years ago, I would have said, yeah, don't sleep on a Thad Matta 3 years in. But there's a lot of changes right now that all these coaches are dealing with. But, yeah, they're going to be a solid squad.
Yeah, it's an interesting, you know, we talked about Patrick McCaffrey being on this team. Connor McCaffrey is an assistant coach, you know, wrapping up his, you know, playing career, as Badger fans know, and his time at Iowa City. Also was a baseball player there for a time. And Jack McCaffrey, their younger brother, has signed a letter of intent. So the McCaffreys are going to—they're not going away. They're going to be playing college basketball. They're going to be doing it in Indianapolis. Patrick obviously is doing it now with Connor on the staff, and Jack McCaffrey coming in next year. And Pierre Brooks, the former Michigan State Spartan, Mitchie, had very modest stats. But you know, sometimes you feel like. Now remember, Butler's a Big East team, so it's not a mid-major now. I mean, when they were that Cinderella team under Brad Stevens, the back-to-back Final Fours, very narrow loss to Duke in that first championship Absolutely. Game. But that's the one thing that's going to be interesting, Charlie, to see. You know, we always wonder in football, it's usually the same olds, right? Hoisting up the trophies. Well, in basketball, you see a Butler, you see a George Mason. You see VCU, what Shaka Smart did there, you know, more than 10 years ago. Wichita State, and now the NIL world. Does that continue? Does it increase? You only saw San Diego State playing for it a couple of years ago. That's going to be fascinating to see. You know, the blue bloods, you figure, have got the biggest bank. But it, I don't know. It's going to be because college basketball has been ahead of the curve when it comes to some parity in the game.
I thought it was going to go more the blue blood style, where you saw more money in the bigger programs when we first saw the transfer portal NIL, but I don't think it's actually doing that. My perspective is that it's evening it out. Mm-hmm. They're able to like put some money into these teams where they probably wouldn't have had it, and I think big boosters, companies, whoever it is, they're stepping up and saying, hey, we want to be good too.
Yeah, yeah. And in basketball, it is, you know, football, it's a severe challenge. Basketball, you get one or two difference makers, and, oh.
Changes the whole thing.
Changes everything. All right, you got the Badgers and the Butler Bulldogs, still the better part of 15 minutes or so away from the opening tip. And when it happens, it'll be presented, as always, by the great folks at Odyssey Brands. We're back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
It's the Get Holiday Ready sales event with Hank and Sam from the Ford crew. Today, a new shipment of inventory.
Hank, what's going on?
Another hauler full of new Ford trucks and SUVs, Sam.
So much SUV capability. Is that?
Ford F-Series, the best-selling trucks for 47 years. And a big selection means?
Big savings?
Yep, which means?
It's the best time to buy.
Well done, Sam. And time for America to get holiday ready with Ford.
Based on 1977 to 2023 CY Industry reported total sales.
Hi, Mark and Sarah Tauscher here. We are teaming up with American Family Insurance for yet another season of giving.
Together, we're raising funds for American Family Children's Hospital Virtual Toy Drive. Every dollar goes towards purchasing therapeutic play supplies for pediatric patients.
This year, American Family Insurance is matching all donations up to $50,000. So help us support this critical program for children and their families.
Let's gift joy, lift spirits, and deliver happiness.
Learn more at amfamforkids.org.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com. That's WEABenefits.com. WEA Member Benefits is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober.
Or get pulled over.
Together, we can save lives.
Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, Badger basketball is on the air.
When you think of Wisconsin basketball, you think about discipline.
Out of Max for three in the lead. He hit it from right of the circle, Max Klusman.
You think about being fundamentally sound.
Rebound, Blackwell just took it away from Reese. Blowing the left, lifted it off the glass.
You think about playing with a level of toughness.
Oh, nice pass from Blackwell into Crowell for the dunk.
Every day there's another step.
And the Wisconsin Badgers knock off third-ranked Marquette as they storm the floor at the Kohl Center in Madison.
On Wisconsin. Badger basketball is brought to you by Fabic Cat, your cat equipment dealer throughout Badgerland. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of Wisconsin Athletics. And by Menards. Save big money at Menards, proud partner of Badger basketball. Tip-off is just moments away. Let's go courtside. Here's the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePay.
Going to be several moments away. First game, as often happens in these doubleheaders, ran a little bit long with Texas A&M defeating the Purdue Boilermakers 70-66. Still about 10 or so minutes away from the opening tip here today, the second game of the doubleheader. And with that, alongside Charlie Wills, our engineer Dave McCann, and Aisha Jackson back at our network studio, this is Matt LePay. We welcome you to Wisconsin basketball as the Badgers on the road, technically a neutral site game, but Butler University located in the city of Indianapolis. But we are at Gainbridge Fieldhouse, the home of the Indiana Pacers, as the Badgers take on the Butler Bulldogs. That modest team out of the Big East Conference, 7-3 coming into today's game. They've lost their last two outings to Houston and then earlier this week at Hinkle Fieldhouse against North Dakota State. The Badgers trying to stop what has been a three-game slide. Either-or game went the wrong way against Michigan. Marquette with a big second half, pulling away to a 14-point win last Saturday in Milwaukee. And then on Tuesday night in Champaign, 86-80, as Illinois making its free throws down the stretch, knocking off Wisconsin. And Charlie, it's just, I think Badger fans are trying to come to grips with, you score 74, you lose by double digits, you score 80, and those are numbers that almost automatically are wins. And in this new era of college basketball, That's, and also Badgers trying to shore up their defense. Can't ignore that. But 80 points doesn't guarantee wins right now for this team.
Not right now, especially not when you don't stop the simple stuff that we talked about. They seem small, but if they're not dominating the glass, if they have turnovers and those are leading to instant points for the other team, which seems to be the case right now. So it's small stuff, but it's big when it comes to the end of the game. So defensively, I really hope today we get to see them be a little bit more aggressive on the defensive end and dominate that inside, dominate the glass, because I think that's the change for them. When they won at the Greenbrier tournament, they dominated the inside play. They dominated the defensive end, and they stuck to being that 6-7-8 turnover team. When they have that combo and they're scoring 80, sure, that's a W for Wisconsin. But when you're mixing in and you're not stopping people and giving up that glass, that's when you're going to lose.
Yeah, that's where they certainly struggled in that area against Illinois early in the game, and then at crunch time. And as can happen when you're not playing great, too, you get into close games. Wisconsin is still, as we start this weekend, the second best free throw shooting team in the nation. Going into Tuesday's game, it was number one, but was only 14-21 at the foul line. They left some meat on the bone of that game in Illinois, which is not a bad free throw shooting team, but certainly not the caliber of Wisconsin. Just wasn't missing. Like, and those are the kind of things that happen. Now, for the Badgers, you know, we've seen Max Klesmit, you know, start to come out of that shooting doldrum that he was in for a time. You hit the six threes against Marquette and then knocked down a couple on Tuesday night against Illinois. Now they're trying to figure out how to get Steven Crow going. Now, sometimes it could be having him on the bench, you know, as Greg Gard has stated publicly. But a guy like him, with the body of work that would suggest he is much better than what we have seen so far this season. Maybe today is the day that he starts having some good things happen and he can build from there. You know, it's interesting, you know, Greg Gard talked about Ricardo Greppi getting better and better. Not ready to definitely say he can play today, but you get the feeling he's not too far away.
I feel like he's closer than we may think, getting some court time. And you know, everybody is going to have a different way to get somebody turned around like a Crowell. For a guy like that, it may be sitting down and having a little bit of time to watch. So,
yeah, to sit down and watch and just be able to regroup, get yourself recalibrated, get back out there. The thing about Stevie that's impressive, because he's been getting some tough love, you know, from Coach Gar, but he's a mature kid. He knows how to handle it and knows what he has to do to get better. And, you know, in some of these games, they played lineups that have been smaller, and that could be a pretty tough challenge for a seven-footer. But that hasn't always been the case. So, you know, we'll see today if he can kind of get things back in order.
Yeah, he's just in a rut. That's all it is. And sometimes taking a break get you the ability to see the pace of the play and see where you can fit in and make the biggest difference. And it's not a punishment. That's where people are like, oh, if he sits, he's on the bench and he's in the doghouse. No. Sitting gives you the opportunity to take it in and say, okay, where does my team need me? Because it might be different than it was last year.
In the meantime, Nolan Winter, his second half was really impressive, and he continues. Now, he knows he needs to continue to get stronger, but he's better now than he was a year ago in terms of his strength. And you're seeing, you know, the arsenal that he has. I mean, he can hurt you in different ways, and that's been an encouraging sign here, particularly on Tuesday night in the second half.
Yeah, he's not your traditional post. He does a lot more face-up. He can move a lot more fluidly. So I love seeing his development. But without a guy that's got some dominance, whether it's a Crowell, whoever's going to take that over, Winters, I think, to play really well and I think dominate the way he can, he needs that guy on the court.
We were talking yesterday, Charlie, and someone, Greg Gard, he mentioned it after the game Tuesday and in our radio show a few days ago. He's putting it on himself to get more minutes for Jack Janicki, the young man out of White Bear Lake, Minnesota. You know, a guy who had a lot of offers in the PWO at Wisconsin, but someone who as Greg says, is more athletic than people think. And he's just, he has a very high basketball IQ, and there's a trust. I mean, as a player, there's just something that, you know, a lot of fans might not see, a lot in media, maybe it doesn't catch their eye, but players know this guy is where he is supposed to be at both ends of the floor, far more often than not for someone whose career is just starting at this level.
Yeah, the more play he gets, the more experience in the Big Ten, I think he's going to shake people up, and they just don't understand he's got that extra bounce, that extra step, and he's just fluid. He's playing at the right pace. Sometimes when you come in and you don't look like you got a lot of time, you play too fast. He doesn't have that. He doesn't overplay that position.
I thought the Arizona game was a hey, look at me moment.
Absolutely.
In the best kind of way, because he had no hesitation in that game, knocking down some shots in a spotlight game. You know, I was talking with Jack earlier this week, and I asked him what it was like for that first time getting out on the floor. He was a redshirt last year, and you go through the scout team work and so on and so forth. And he said, yeah, it really been like a year and a half since I had been in a competitive game. But he just shows no fear. There's no hesitation. That's really impressive for someone who's, you know, in the bright lights for the first time at the college level. It says something about his maturity for a guy who's a redshirt freshman.
Yeah, absolutely. It's quite the shock. I mean, I do remember when it was, for me, the same thing. I came, I think it was my first game out was Marquette. Coming off as a freshman, and you want to talk about the pace of the game felt like it was blowing me by. So that's what is really impressive about watching a Janicki on the floor is, you're right, he has that calm maturity that he's able to like keep with the pace, and also knows his game well enough to not have fear.
We'll check out some other scores going on as we approach tip time here in Indianapolis. Out of the top 25, Auburn continues to put it to Ohio State. About 7 minutes left in that game, with the Tigers leading the Buckeyes 74-37. The annual Crosstown Shootout in Cincinnati, that is a fierce rivalry through the years. The Cincinnati Bearcats and the Xavier Musketeers are late in the first half in that game, with the Bearcats leading Xavier, or make that game tied, I should say, 28-28. In overtime, it was Memphis going on the road and taking down number 16 Clemson 87-82. Again, earlier today in Indy, it was number 17 Texas A&M knocking off the Purdue Boilermakers 70-66. Other games ahead in the top 25, you got number 24 UCLA playing Arizona. 10th ranked Kansas will square off with North Carolina State. Number 9, Florida faces Arizona State. Number 19, Ole Miss will take on Southern Miss. Annual rivalry game in the Commonwealth as number 5, Kentucky will have the home floor against the Louisville Cardinals and Chucky Hepburn. A 4:30 tip in Champaign as Illinois will host top-ranked Tennessee. And Mississippi State, 8-1. The one loss was to Thad Matta's Butler Bulldogs. They'll take on McNeese. And then a fun game tonight in Dayton as the 8-2 Dayton Flyers will host number 6 ranked Marquette. Marquette 9-1, the only setback being last week in Ames against the Iowa State Cyclones. So this is a huge day in December for college basketball, a great showcase for the sport that I know a lot of folks tend to watch casually until the Super Bowl, but you're missing stuff, as Brian Butch would say. Some of these early games, they're a lot of fun to watch, and hopefully we got a fun one here today as Wisconsin gets ready to face off against the Butler Bulldogs.
It's very exciting, and Butchie's right. I don't say that often, but
yeah, I know. Doesn't it hurt?
It does. It's a little painful.
Yeah, that's his line. You know, he's a college basketball always delivers. You just got to pay attention. Oh, if he said it once, he said it a million times. So Butchie doing the television today, by the way. So someone took care of getting his tie squared away, and we did check if there was a clip on. I don't think it was.
I don't know. I really feel like it was.
It was
too neatly tied.
It might have been, yeah. Working with Dave Revson down there, and Charlie with us today, and Charlie will be with us a week from tomorrow also.
Absolutely.
As the Badgers take on Detroit Mercy. By the way, a team coached by Mark Montgomery, the former Michigan State Spartan, had a run as a head coach at Northern Illinois. Been a big member of Tom Izzo's coaching staff in East Lansing for a number of years. Now getting another opportunity as a head coach with the Titans of Detroit Mercy. So we are about ready for The introduction of the starting lineups, the Badgers and the Butler Bulldogs. Again, Butler 7-3. Coming into this game, Wisconsin 8-3. And of course, they have to sit on those first two Big Ten games, which did not go their way. They'll get back to it on January 3rd in Madison against the Iowa Hawkeyes. Iowa, by the way, falling a couple of nights ago to Iowa State. Last night in the Big Ten, Nebraska pulled away, defeating Indiana 85-68. The Huskers, they can score it. Now, Connor Estigian doing his part. You know, some games he started, other games off the bench, but Fred Hoiberg has a little firepower there, doesn't he?
He does. Not only offensive firepower, but, man, the defense. They were suffocating against Indiana. We were watching that game just after we had some dinner last night, and it was just like, ooh, Nebraska just put it on.
And it's not what you think of when you think of Nebraska, their defense. But, no, that's they have rather quietly, they're getting something going there. They're still trying to get that Big Ten or that NCAA tournament win. The Badgers will not make a trip to Lincoln this year. The Huskers will come to the Kohl Center. It's a great environment down there, but of road trips to miss, it's probably not a bad one. Wisconsin has not had the greatest luck there over the last couple of trips, including last year with a big lead evaporated en route to an overtime loss. So about ready for the player introductions here. We'll see how many of those Purdue Boilermaker fans are going to hang around for game two. This place was pretty close to full for game one, but it looks like looking around, there will be some empty chairs, but by these Purdue folks, basketball, Charlie, as you know full well, is kind of a big deal in this state. So I think they're going to be, a lot of them are going to be hanging around.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're getting a beer right now. They're coming back for a good second game.
And I would say, you know, Purdue is one of those teams, like, you know, you have rivals and you have, you know, in sports, there are teams you just flat out don't like. I mean, I've said this for a while. Purdue is probably my second favorite Big Ten team. I think so many people, if you didn't have a dog in the fight otherwise, you're really happy for Matt Painter's Boilermakers to get to the Final Four. It was they were trying to pull off what Virginia did, you know, one year with Tony Bennett losing to the number 16 seed, the next year winning a national championship. Well, 2 years ago, Purdue got knocked out by a 16, and then just ran into UConn, which has won back-to-back national championships with absolutely no drama in those tournament wins.
Absolutely. I mean,
that to me is you know, winning it back-to-back is hard enough. To win it back-to-back and really not have to sweat it out in the closing minutes of games, that is awfully impressive in this day and age. So the Badgers have been introduced. Again, the Butler Bulldogs, they do have a tweak in their starting lineup with Andre Screen getting back in there. We mentioned he started the first two games of the season and then gave way to Augusto Cassia, who's a 6'8 sophomore from Brazil, but he was hurt late in the game against North Dakota State, a right leg injury, and it did not look great. So he is out, and getting in back into the lineup is Screen. Also a transfer from Maryland, Jamie Kaiser, still working his way back. Had some ankle surgery in recent weeks, and you know, they're trying to get him back up and running and ready to go. He had started five times for the Terps. And he's a sophomore out of Burke, Virginia. So Mata, like many, has gone into the transfer portal and like most programs, just trying new pieces to fit together.
He's done a nice job with that. That's such an art. We were talking about it. It's like the old baseball, Moneyball, where you just had to figure out what guys statistically fit from that standpoint and then how were they going to fit from a culture standpoint, right? And these coaches and coaching staffs are having to play a brand new game of that, and it's fascinating to see the mid-majors, the lower Division I teams that are in there, and then you're picking, hey, that guy, and that's why Butchie was saying, don't sleep on watching these games because you never know who might wear a Badger jersey, right?
No, you're exactly right, and that's the one thing in recruiting now, even at the high school level, if someone gets away, don't burn the bridge. Because you never know, it could circle right back to you. Before this game tips, let's first pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Lineups introduced, and we are about set to go. The Badgers will be in the traveling Cardinal jerseys and the white trim. The Butler Bulldogs in the home white and the blue trim. They got the live mascot here, by the way, too. I don't know that. So
that's so cool.
Yeah. The Bulldog behaving himself as they escort him to wherever it is they're going to escort him to. So we're about set to go.
A nice couch.
You guys practiced at Hinkle Fieldhouse before the Final Four, right? 2000, yep.
We did.
I remember my first year here, I was with the Wisconsin basketball team that played there. One of the great historic venues
in all the
country. Yeah, it is the home court for the Butler Bulldogs. They're in their hometown, but they're at the home of the Indiana Pacers today, Gainbridge Fieldhouse. So Andre Screen and Steven Crow ready to jump center. The Badgers and the Bulldogs, these programs meeting for the first time since the Sweet 16 in 2011. And which team will get back on track? Will it be Butler having lost its last two, or the Badgers trying to stop a three-game slide? Toss and tap to Wisconsin. Badgers move to our left, and we are underway in Indianapolis. The Bulldogs man-to-man defensively. Telford will be guarding John Tanjay on the right wing. A bounce to Crow. Single coverage from Screen. Backing is Crow. Backing right block. Turns. Goes up. Right hand. Yes, sir. That's how you get him going.
That is it. Right to the focus of Stephen Crow and let him eat and get in there and start to create a different rhythm.
Bulldogs move to our left in the first half. Bizjack throwing to Patrick McCaffrey on the left wing. He is against Max Klesmet. Now with the ball is Pierre Brooks. Swoops off the right wing to the free throw line. Bobbled it. Gathered. Finds Bizjack. Baseline right in the lane. Whips it to McCaffrey. Turns it up top. Brooks tries a three straight on.